the starless night over deep water. She had curled up in the stern. Ged lay down in the prow, with the water cask for a pillow. The boat moved on steadily, the low swells slapping her sides a little, though the wind was only a faint breath from the south. Out here, away from the rocky shores, the sea, too, was silent. Only as it touched the boat did it whisper a little. "If the wind is from the south," Tanar said, whispering because the sea did, "doesn't the boat sail north?"
"Yes, unless we tack. But I put the mage wind in her sail, to the west. By tomorrow morning we should be out of Kargish waters. Then I'll let her go by the world's wind."
"Does it steer itself?"
"Yes," Ged replied with gravity, "given the proper instructions. She doesn't need many. She's been in the open sea, beyond the farthest isle of the East Reach. She's been to Celador, where Aerith Akpi died, in the farthest west. She's a wise, crafty boat, my look far. You can trust her." In the boat moved by magic over the great deep, the girl lay looking up into the dark. All her life she had looked into the dark, but this was a vaster darkness, this night on the ocean. There was no end to it. There was no roof. It went on, out, beyond the stars. No earthly powers moved it. It had been before light, and would be after. It had been before life, and would be after. It went on beyond evil. In the dark she spoke. "The little island, where the talisman was given you, is that in this sea?" "Yes," his voice answered out of the dark. "Somewhere. To the south, perhaps. I could not find it again."
"I know who she was, the old woman who gave you the ring."
"You know?"
"I was told the tale. It is part of the knowledge of the first priestess. Thar told it to me, first when Kossil was there, then more fully when we were alone. It was the last time she talked to me before she died. There was a noble house in Hupun who fought against the rise of the high priests in Auerbach. The founder of the house was King Thoreg, and among the treasures he left his descendants was the half-ring which Aerith Akpi had given him. That indeed is told in the deed of Aerith Akpi. It says, in your tongue it says, 'When the ring was broken, half remained in the hand of the high priest Intathin, and half in the hero's hand. And the high priest sent the broken half to the Nameless, to the Ancient of the Earth in Atuan, and it went into the dark, into the lost places. But Aerith Akpi gave the broken half into the hands of the maiden Tiarath, daughter of the wise king, saying, 'Let it remain in the light, in the maiden's dowry. Let it remain in this land until it be rejoined.' So spoke the hero before he sailed to the west." "So it must have gone from daughter to daughter of that house over all the years. It was not lost, as your people thought, but as the high priests made themselves into the priest-kings, and then when the priest-kings made the empire and began to call themselves god-kings, all this time the house of Thoreg grew poorer and weaker, and at last, so Thar told me, there were only two of the lineage of Thoreg left, little children, a girl and a boy. The god-king in Auerbach then was the father of him who rules now.
He had the children stolen from their palace in Hupun. There was a prophecy that one of the descendants of Thoreg of Hupun would bring about the fall of the empire in the end, and that frightened him. He had the children stolen away and taken to a lonely isle somewhere out in the middle of the sea, and left there with nothing but the clothes they wore and a little food. He feared to kill them by knife or strangling or poison. They were of kingly blood, and murder of kings brings a curse even on the gods. They were named Ensar and Anthil. It was Anthil who gave you the broken ring. He was silent a long while. So, the story comes whole, he said at last, even as the ring is made whole. But it is a cruel story, Tanar. The little children, that isle, the old man and woman I saw, they scarcely knew human speech. I would ask you something.
Ask.
I do not wish to go to the inner lands, to Havnar. I do not belong there, in the great cities among foreign men. I do not belong to any land. I betrayed my own people. I have no people. And I have done a very evil thing. Put me alone on an island, as the king's children were left, on a lone isle where there are no people, where there is no one. Leave me, and take the ring to Havnar. It is yours, not mine. It has nothing to do with me, nor have your people. Let me be by myself. Slowly, gradually, yet startling her, a light dawned like a small moonrise in the blackness before her. The wizardly light that came at his command. It clung to the end of his staff, which he held upright as he sat facing her in the prow. It lit the bottom of the sail, and the gunwales, and the planking, and his face.